Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to do a little bit of this. Amen. Everybody said, Pastor, just do a little bit of this. And we're just going to do a little bit. Amen. Tell somebody I'm going to fly away. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. Come on, boy, I got a home in the house.
I've got a home in the house.
Gonna tell this world goodbye. You see, I'm gonna fly
away.
We'll be caught up together to live with Jesus Christ forever. You see, I'm gonna fly
away.
I will be free.
Day after day, you're
Never could have would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When
mighty brought me through. I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Happy Sunday and good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. You have your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner, Alonzo, with you tonight.
Yes, sir. Good evening. Good evening.
Alonzo, what's going on with you, brother?
What's going on with you, brother?
Making you do what he
do. Top of the evening. Another day, another beautiful, blessed day.
It's been a beautiful day. I didn't get called into work. It's been 2 weeks since I've had a day off.
Oh, man. I'm recouping from the air show yesterday.
Oh, wow. I bet you that was nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to post some videos up. They did some great aerodynamics.
Please tell me you weren't flying any of the planes.
No, unfortunately not this go around, but I do know a few pilots. I negotiated a few things.
And just as long as they didn't have you behind a steering wheel, that's all good. It's okay.
Okay.
That sounds like a lot of fun, though.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, we have an open mic tonight. On
yes,
this piece.
Yes.
So that means you can spit whatever you feel led to spit. And
is that an encouragement?
Due to huh?
I said, is that an encouragement?
If you think it is, then it might
sounds
be.
Sounds like a freestyle.
Oh, go ahead with it. I'm going to hear that. Too bad automatic. Yeah, he'd love to hear it too.
Right.
But,
right.
Mm-hmm. But tonight's show is going to be kind of short because of some technical difficulties I'm having that will be rectified tomorrow, thank God. But anywho, before we get any further and get into all of that good stuff, let's sanction the show and bring it in the right way. Everybody would clear their minds for a second. Take a deep breath and join me at the throne. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of mercy this evening, asking for forgiveness for those sins both committed and omitted. Father God, just touch our hearts, Lord. Make us more desirable to be more like you. Father God, we offer this platform up to you, Father. Have your way, Lord, that something said on here tonight might touch someone, Father God. Use us as you would, Father. We look forward to what it is that you're going to bring through this platform this evening. And we are happy to have you here. Father God, just bless the callers, the listeners, those that wanted to come and couldn't, and those that are here, Father. Bless them over and over again and their families, Father God. Lord, we need your help in this world. Every day more and more we hear about the murder and mayhem. Father God, let's change things around so that we finally hear about some good positive things, some godly things, because I'm sure they are happening in this world, Lord. Father God, help us to help you to just bring your name out for all the world to hear. Help us to walk so that they see the Bible. They see you when they look at us, Father God. Help us to decrease that you might increase. Have your way, Lord. Thank you in advance for what it is that you're about to do, what it is that you're already doing, Lord, and what it is that you're going to do. We love you. We praise your holy name. And it is in the name of your most precious Son, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Alonzo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I have a question for you.
Tell me I'll be able to talk.
Can you hear me when I'm speaking right now?
Yes.
Okay, because my phone now will not allow anybody to hear me when I'm on speaker. So when I do my piece, which is also on my phone, I'll have to take the phone away from my ear, and I just wanted to know if you could hear me or not.
Loud and clear.
And that's part of the difficulties, but I'm getting rid of this phone. Hallelujah, I'm getting rid of it. I've been fighting with this thing and struggling with this thing and doing my thing with this thing. I'm not talking about the phone. Hold out for me. I don't want you to think I'm talking bad about it before it mess up on me. But I'm going to spit a piece. Then we're going to open the mics and see what else is out there for us to be blessed by this evening. You know, this
yes,
is,
sir, yes, sir.
As I said, the Inspiration Factory. It's the creation of none other than For Real the Poet, also known as Larry Maddox, who happens to be the CEO also of our sponsor, which is Raw Links Jewelry. You know, and I already got mine. I know you got yours. But y'all folks need to check him out on Facebook and get yours as well. Once you see what he's got to offer, I'm sure you're going to get something. So I'm going to let that go as it is. But 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in. And be sure to press 1 if you got something to say. You want to spit a piece. You got a testimony. You have a prayer request. Whatever. We won't know that you want to say anything unless you press that 1. So be sure you do that. And I'm going to ask my brother, Alonzo, if he is going to freestyle a piece for us tonight. I had to do it. You know, it's been a minute. I didn't throw you under the bus last show, so I had to make up for lost time. I'm just messing with you.
No. You did.
Look, I had to clear it up before you got me back. That's why I had to quick, like, fix that.
1-1, is that what's going on?
Oh man.
Okay, so what should I freestyle about? What? Give me a topic.
I got. Can you still hear me, Alonzo?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Okay, I'm gonna speak as loud as I can without disturbing other folks. But piece I'm going to be doing tonight is called Dead Men Christian.
Come back in. You went out. Come back in.
And I don't want anybody to get upset. But then again, if you do get upset, then maybe you need to think about why you got upset, because I used the term deadbeat Christian.
That's one of them read between the lines kind of things?
Mm-hmm. I'm with right. Okay, so here's that piece.
Your mic is yours, King.
This is a poem written mainly for myself. Yeah, so now you know I talk to myself. This poem is a wake-up call and a question to myself. And that is, am I wasting and squandering my God-given Christian wealth? This is where I must dig real deep and be brutally honest with me. This is where I have to question myself about who it is that truly reigns inside of me. Who do my actions show as my true deity? There is so much talk about deadbeat dads going down, but when it comes to deadbeat Christians, you don't hear nary a sound. And there is much too much of that going around. So now I must ask myself, yeah, and where have I become slack? What is the cause of my spiritual lack? But more importantly is, how do I get it back? How do I get back on track? Especially when it seems that against me doing that, the odds are stacked. How do I get back to what I first fell in love with God? How do I revisit, restore, and renew my past fire? Huh? How, see? How do I return God to his rightful place as my first desire? Now, I have never claimed to be a genius, but believe me, this ain't rocket science. A choice must be made through actions showing to whom I swear my loyalty and my allegiance. Incredibly, the only times through my journey upon this earth that were successful, that were truly enjoyable, peaceful even, was when I took everything to the throne. When I stripped myself bare and acknowledged that I couldn't and did not want to go it alone. When I was in my fervent, anticipatory, unwavering, praise God zone. When I was so connected and directed, I had knew and displayed that spirituality that I had grown. That's when the name of Jesus I became to know. I must prayerfully and determinedly fight with every fiber of me. Those demons that constantly attack me, I must rely solely upon that power. Almighty, that power that by a single thought parted the waters of the Red Sea. And that's how I can escape being a deadbeat Christian again. How I can once again be more victorious over sin. How even in valleys and fears and failings, with my focus on him, I still praise God for win. How I will never, ever be a deadbeat Christian again.
mind exists in existence completely as a life sentence inside of me. Deadbeat Christian will never again describe one iota of me. Because I swear my all to the one true God in three. I am filled to overflow with a forgiving, loving, all-powerful, holy Trinity. Be blessed.
Can you hear me?
And Alonzo, I think that also answered your usual question about who that was written, who I was thinking about when I wrote that.
Yes.
It was me. I caught myself in a state of, when I looked at me, I didn't see God anymore. I saw the streets. I saw my desires. I saw a lot. But I didn't see him in there. And that's where that peace came from. I have to be able to look in the mirror and see God as well as the man in the mirror.
Yes, sir. Michael Jackson said that. Wow, I mean, to be honest, like most of the piece was in and out. But as far as the pieces that I did catch in the passion, the reflection, I call it the black mirror, and the black mirror it reflects a lot of the cardinal side. I too have a hard time trying to keep God in that reflection. That's just crazy that we got to use a mirror. You know, it's like the closest thing we have as far as trying to sharpen ourselves. I thank God because you know He comes to you as a friend. He don't come at you like a mirror because. There's a lot of nicks and gashes and stuff that you see when you look in the mirror. But he comes to you as a friend, you know? Instead of you reflecting on your wounds and your faults and things of that nature. Yeah, I appreciate that piece. Thank you. That was a good piece.
I have to thank my daddy because he sat me down and gave me a wake-up call. And I have to share that wake-up call because there's others, I think, that might need that wake-up call. But there's others I know that need a wake-up call. The way things are going in this world today, it's hard to separate yourself from the carnal world and the godly world because the godly world is trying so hard to overpower. And the Bible tells us about this. I can see it's not going to be long before they're going to be calling for the mark, whether it be a tattoo of sixes or whatever, I don't know. But I can see that we're coming to a time where we're going to have to be branded of some sort. I don't mean necessarily branded by a branding iron, but we're going to have something in order to buy your food. Whatever. This world is coming to its end. I didn't think a lot of what I see now was going to happen in my lifetime. When I was a young buck, I got Billy Graham I saw on TV. And he inspired me so much. I had my mom help me write a letter for his Bible studies. And that's when the world was introduced to me. And I went all in and said, maybe 9 or 10 years old, first fell in love with him then. But then I grew up a little bit, and worldly things changed me somewhat. But I still had that root with him. But I see now where things that I knew of as a child, that, you know, the Bible tells you all these prophecies. Oh, yeah, I believe it's true, but it's not going to happen now, so I don't have to worry about it, that type of thing.
Right.
We don't have that luxury anymore. Every day, prophecies of the Word of God coming true, coming to fruition, warning us of those things that he taught us would herald the end times. So the luxury of thinking is, oh, that's for the next generation, is gone, because it could be tomorrow.
Lord, yes, in the blink of the eye.
We have to make a decision. We have to put that decision into practice. We got to pull ourselves up by our collars and, you know, check ourselves, because this ain't nothing to joke with. This is about our eternal lives. Where are we going to live for the rest of the rest of the rest? Heaven or hell? There's no halfway points. There's no do-overs. There's none of that. This is the one time you have to make a decision that your very existence depends upon. And I'm writing a little bit more transparent these days, because I could care less what you think about me and the stuff that I've done, and I've done stuff for forgiveness. And I'm trying not to revisit those things, and I'm striving to walk more Christ-like.
Amen.
So telling y'all about those things that I did ain't nothing, because God is the one that's going to use those things. You know, he can use that to let somebody else know that, well, look at this man over here. He did it, and he came through it. Or he's coming through it. Or there's a way for him to get through it, and he's telling y'all how to get through it. So we've got to become transparent. We've got to just trust God, and period. Yeah. We trust.
Right.
I didn't mean to start preaching or none of that, but this is something that's so serious.
You know, it kind of reminds me of the piece that I've done some shows ago. Funny, it was a freestyle then too, but it kind of is relevant to this subject right now. So that's funny.
So are you saying you got a freestyle for us, my brother?
That's an encouragement. I will gladly accept.
Well, I'm sorry, I had my speaker on. I forgot what the speaker's on. I can't. You can't. I'm just running my mouth.
But, oh, no, it's all
hey,
good.
If you do
it's
have a freestyle, you know the mic is yours. I would love to hear it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to send this to Automatic so he can hear it, too, that we ain't afraid to freestyle here in the Inspiration Factory, because we got Alonzo in the house.
Okay. Is you ready? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
this piece here is called What? Yes, peace call, why did you choose me?
Mike George came.
It started with, well, thank you, sir. So it started with the family, sheltered for so many years full of tears. Think that where the hell's our daddies? My mama tried to save me. She didn't want me banging. So she sent me away, and now I'm back, and I'm so crazy. These are my babies. My brothers can't contain them. This house here is my home, and here's where I raised me. No one is going to change me, no matter what they say. I'm going to be here until I die and be amongst the greatest. Why did you choose me? I asked you, God. I've done some wrong. Can you forgive me for my sins? Why did you choose me? It's only us. Can you trust it won't happen again? Why did you choose me? And all I know is the show that I promised to win. Why did you choose me? All I know is in the end, I'm the image of him. Sometimes I'm just sitting here with a cup of drink, analyzing all my thoughts and all the voices I thank him. I keep mostly hidden deep inside. I feel like I'm losing control. Sometimes I feel like I'm losing my mind. That's why I stay grounded as I'm fly. Shall I take a bow? Yes, put away my pride. I thank him at least once for allowing me to live this life. I hope he takes my soul when I go before my time and ask him why. Why did you choose me? That's the end of that piece.
And I have one question for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that question is, why not you?
I feel that in order to, well, as the words say, in order to become one of his disciples, you must be disciplined in the craft. And I got so much to go. Not why not me, but, you know, what is it that he wants to elevate, or he wants to bring out of me while I'm trying to do his work, still trying to get right cardinally, you know? Spiritually, your relationship is one-on-one, and I love and I believe in him. So it's not so much why not me, but it's, you know what I mean, am I the best candidate for the position?
You never asked God a question similar to that? Moses.
Say that again?
Do you know who else asked God a similar question to that? Why me, Lord? Moses.
Yeah.
When he told Moses to go and tell Pharaoh to let his people come, Moses, me? I got a speech impediment. I'm not no spokesperson. I ain't none of that. Why me?
Because
you, him, and anybody else can be a weapon for the kingdom when the Lord leads. Because there's things inside of you, inside of each one of us, that we don't even know that's there, that he can utilize for his kingdom. You know, so why not you? You've been through some things. You've had some experiences. And you've survived them, and you've thrived from them. So why not you? You have the ability to share your story, to empower someone else to do like you, to become victorious over some of those hurdles.
Amen.
And the Bible shows us the most powerful people or spokespersons or examples of the kingdom were flawed. Murderers, tax collectors, you know, adulterers, all kinds of stuff. The Bible's full of them. Folk like us that have done some powerful things. That's right. Moses with the Red Sea, with his staff becoming a snake, Samson and Delilah, Paul /
Job.
Job went through some stuff. Now, geez. Man, look, but he can use and improve and guide and do some wonderful things through those who allow him. He ain't gonna force his way on us. So,
amen.
You got the hard part.
I just want to be written. I want to be in the book. That's really what I'm aiming for. I just don't want to waste time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, I've asked that question a bunch of times. For good things and for bad things. You know, why me? Why is this happening to me? Or why do I feel like I'm supposed to do this? And why? But at the end of the day, it's because he said so.
That part
is so much easier. Now, but there was an old... Lord forgive me, but there was a Budweiser commercial. And the Budweiser commercial said, why ask why?
Yeah, I remember that.
Why ask why? Yeah, you know the answer. Because you said so.
That part, right?
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, that part, exactly. But I like that piece.
Yeah.
I appreciate you coming through with that because I know you're hesitancy to at times to share some things, but you're going to get over that because you've got a gift and he can use you and is using you for some wonderful things. And we're going to continue to encourage you and throw you under buses because you got the body armor on so you won't get squished.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Now I feel like I'm part of the Marvel team or something.
Hey, we all part of God's family. And as such, we can accomplish some wonderful things.
Yeah.
We just have to believe that we can.
Amen.
Okay, but you know what I'm going to do? I say we have a few cars here. And I want to open the mic up here with... what they have to say. Since this is open mic, there's no telling which direction things are going to go. But I do know one thing. It's going to go in the direction that the Lord wants it to go. So I'm curious to see what it is that he wants us to know. How that sound to you?
Mm-hmm. That sounds excellent. I'm ready too.
All right. Well, we're going to start off with the first call. That's LA 615. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
I know it's been a long while, but this is C-34 Music in Stereo. Divine Inspiration and Alonzo, how have you both been?
Well, it's good, my brother. It's good to hear your voice, man. Mr. Workaholic.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. I have been.
This man, I think he's either Jamaican or Mexican or something because he's got about 33 jobs. That man, stay there.
Yeah. I'm on that show, Hey Man, on In Living Color. Yeah, that's me.
Exactly. Y'all have to excuse the noise, my dog. My puppy is a little bit rambunctious right now.
Yes, sir.
So, my brother, how things are going with you?
Things are going well. I've heard both of you and what you said. Wow. Since I've been on last time, I've learned a whole lot concerning myself, concerning my walk. And I'm still here. Let's just put it like
Amen.
That.
Amen for that. Amen. Anything that you want
to... the fact that you're still here means that you still got work to do. So you got another job on top of them 50-11 that you got already.
50-11, okay. now, Alonzo, what do you have to ask me on that?
Oh, was there anything that you wanted to learn together? It was like that you wanted to...
The thing that I'm chewing on right now is God is bigger than your problems, bigger than your sins, bigger than your past regrets. The thing is, we think that we are bigger than he is. Give all these problems and sins and your burdens to him. That's the thing that I had to learn. I had to learn that. And I'd learn, like Noah, to trust. I mean, Noah's building a boat for over 100 years. I mean, you have to think about it. He's getting up every day building on a boat, building on an ark. I don't know if he had experience in this, but he's had people heckling him for years. But he never asked why. He never complained. He just got up, did it. And it just slaps me in the face saying, why can't I do that? And why can't I trust like that? I can't. Because if I give it to him, all things are possible.
Amen.
Because what have I done in my sin nature that has changed in my 57 years of living? And the only thing I didn't do is give it to God. And the last thing I'll say is I have to remember that Jesus, when he was on the cross, said that it's finished. So why am I picking up stuff that's finished?
That's
that part right there. That's the one.
You know, I spoke with that piece right there. Just, I always try to pick up before he gives the answer. You know, I always try to get to it before the finish line. Oh, I got it. I finally figured it out. And I try to answer it before the answer gets to
me. Yeah, so I always say every morning when any temptation comes, when any anger issue comes, when anything that I've been struggling with for years comes, I have to repeat that it is finished.
And that's a very important reminder to all of us. And I thank you for that, because we got to remember, once he said it's done and over with, just like with forgiveness, once he's forgiven us for something, carrying it, if he that is without sin can forgive us, can declare something is finished, how dare we bring it back resurrected? And that's almost like we're working for the enemy, you know?
Yeah. And the enemy's laughing at us.
Read that reminder right there, C-Dub.
You're welcome.
It's finished. Thank you. Yes.
Yes, sir.
I'm writing that down as we speak. It's finished. I feel a poem in that. It's
okay.
Finished.
Well, if you feel a poem in it, write it.
Okay.
Think I ain't? Think I ain't? I've learned in this respect that when I feel something, I better do it, because I've lost some very, what I thought were powerful pieces by not writing them down and moving out like I should on them. Thinking, oh, well, I'll remember it, this, that, and the other, whatever the case might be, and they're gone. Unless it was something that he's going to bring back at a later date. But I've learned. I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to write it. I'll probably start immediately after this program is over, because it's finished. That's a powerful, powerful statement.
Yeah, it is.
Praise God.
Mm. Yes, yes. Oh, and I'm going to have to put a little notation in there that this was brought about by you, my brother, because you're the one that brought this to the forefront, and I wouldn't have had this feeling had you not said what you said. See what happens when you give the reins of a platform to God? You have no idea where it's going to go or what's going to manifest itself from those ripples that go out.
Okay.
That's all from being obedient. Huh? What were you saying, Liza?
No, I was saying, speaking of that, I was wondering what kind of piece that Brother C had brought for us.
Well, I have this piece that was a work in progress but I decided to add a little bit extra for this show. And the piece is called Heavenly Father.
You got a little customized piece. Okay, okay. Sorry, but Paddy, I wouldn't try to cut you off. That was what I was saying. That was it. I didn't mean to cut you off, though.
That's all good. Because now, look, by you doing that, guess what? Now you got me hyped. I'm going to hear what Heavenly Father is all about.
Hello.
So, that means the mic is yours, C-Dub.
Thank you very much.
Let me hear what you have to say to the Heavenly Father. The mic is yours, King.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, my heart is heavy laden with burdens across the borders that I keep hidden. You see, through my false transparencies, I'm living in my transgressions, in my feeble attempts to master each part of this masquerade. You delve into my character, calling out what's fake. Man, I be with my toes inching towards this grave with deluxe delusions of grandeur to achieve the grandiosity of fame. Who am I really trying to avoid the mirrors in the middle of being tricked by purpose-driven ministries? Dear God, I know you hear me. My fear of you is in reverence. I respect your pure eminence. Holy Spirit, I seek your presence. Yeah, I said that and meant it. Heavenly Father, you want me to acknowledge you and only you are bigger than my problems, my debts that want to swallow me, telemarketers always bothering me, my obnoxious all my sins, the diagnosis that every doctor said. You are my King, Almighty God. And as long as I carry that in my mindset, I'll carry my armor knowing it's not as heavy as I thought it was. And yes, sometimes I forget. I honor you in daily prayer. I cherish this relationship. I get that I have a mansion in heaven on streets of gold. I just want to walk with you in spirit in your presence. That would be my greatest gift. In peace.
I guess that helped unleash my mic.
I thought about hearing that one.
Go ahead, Elijah.
Yeah, Brother C, I was just saying that I like the reflection. It did. I had a lot of pieces I can relate to as far as like what I was saying through the freestyle. And I called it a black mirror because, like you said in the piece, I want to. When I say black mirror, it's a term I use as far as measuring myself with life. And I want to walk with him in spirit, you know what I mean? Like, I know how far I've come cardinal. I know how deep I can get. But I want to, before it's too late, have a perfect relationship spiritually.
You just had me remix something. You said black mirror. For me, it's a crack. For me, it's a crack mirror because it shows all my imperfections that I try to hide from, but I can't.
Uh-huh.
Only one
you.
That can fix that is God.
Yes, sir.
And you know the funny thing is, even in that crack mirror, it's even worse because each facet that's cracked is going to show a reflection. So you're going to get several images.
Yeah.
But that mirror is a tool that can either destroy you or improve and empower you, depending on where you stand and your faith level. But that piece, you started off referring to yourself as a wretched man, which, as we know, we all are. But it came to me, you're showing us what faith can do. and you're making me think about, yeah, I am a wretched, wretched creature. But the fact that God loves me, I have to rethink my thoughts of myself. I recognize I am his child. So there is some good stuff in there to pull from to make me someone more pleasing to him. It's a process, but not impossible. But no strenuous imagination.
Yeah, because I know for myself, at first, you know, I used to follow these false prophets and stuff like that, looking for to be caught up in the rapture like I'm Anita Baker or something like that. But then I read Matthew 24, and it says, wait a minute, Jesus got to come first. We still got to go through trials and tribulations. So I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I can't go with the escape plan. Then I'm thinking, okay, I'll be one of the meek that shall inherit the earth. And still I was wrong. That's how come I had to address the fact that it ain't about what I'm getting. It's about who I'm with.
Right.
Important part, the relationship. The walking hand in hand. That's what it's all about. So I'd rather have that. I know I have a mansion in heaven. I know all that. I get it. But that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to spread gospel of him. As I come, I kind of was looking at that Marvin Sapp song, and I know his intention of writing it, but I'm going to rephrase it. Never would have made it without God. Never would have made it without Jesus Christ. It's not just never would have made it without you.
Right.
I'm landing on that. Because I know from the worldly perspective, I would not be here breathing, talking. I would be somewhere stinking had it not been for him, for God.
Yes.
And I'm with you on that. Never would have made it without you. I was in a drug rehab once, and they constantly spoke about a higher power. And we bumped heads because I would constantly say, I'm not relying on no higher power. Because when I was strung out on drugs, that higher power were those drugs. I'm going to claim the name of Jesus. I rely on Jesus, not a higher power, because we can create our own higher power. So by you saying that, adding that to that title of that song, I really appreciate that. I never would have made it without God.
Yeah.
Because I could say I never would have made it without you. And that could have been the big booty girl next door. It could have been Lottie Dottie or anything or anybody. But I need it needs to be specified.
Yeah.
I can't make it without God.
Yep.
I'd be nice.
So with that being said, send me over to the lounge so somebody else can come in and testify. And I can't wait to hear what they have to say. Thank you both.
Thank you, Brother C.
Thank you for coming through, CW. It was a pleasure, as always, to hear from you. And when possible, don't be a stranger, because I know with them 765 jobs that you have and the 3 volunteer things that you do, you stay busy.
I can't be in an idle position, Divine Inspiration. That's how it goes.
I know that's right. I know that's right. But I appreciate you going through, and I definitely appreciate the peace you brought.
Thank you. One love, one mic to the both of you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that was C, double credit for music in the house. And we're going to keep things moving right along, because I'll give you a few callers and like my brother said, I'm anxious to hear what others have to say. I'm anxious to hear what God has to say through these others. So we're not going to tarry here long. We're going to open the next mic, who happens to be Brother O. What's good with you, Brother O? How are you?
Brother Pa, how you doing? Hello?
Yeah, you don't mind.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. How you guys doing?
I'm good, Brother O. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, Brother Lonzo. I'm good.
It's always good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
What do you think about the topic for tonight?
It's pretty good. What's the topic anyway?
I know you got some testimonies yourself, so it's like, you know, especially when for the reflection, you know?
Oh, yeah. I have plenty of that, plenty of testimony, plenty of that. Plenty of those.
Yes.
Yeah.
So with that, what do you bring for us tonight?
Yeah, this poem is called "If I Can Survive Blank, I Can Survive All That Life Throws in My Direction."
If you can survive blank, you said?
The title is "If I Can Survive Blank, I Can Survive All That Life Throws in My Direction."
I'm already angling. I'm grinning already. I would love to hear this piece already. What's that?
I know that's right. Well, Brother O, you know, the mic is yours, King.
If I can survive having 3 open heart surgeries as a child, I can survive all that life throws in my direction. If I can survive 3 life-threatening illnesses 4 years ago, I can survive all that life throws in my direction. If I can survive 400 days of being hospitalized and having a heart transplant, I can survive all that life throws in my direction. If I can survive all the dangers and perils of living as a black man in America, I can survive all that life throws in my direction. If I can survive being a victim of bullying, I can survive all that life throws in my direction. If I can survive dealing with bouts of anger and depression, I can survive all that life throws in my direction. If I can survive betrayal and the temptation of seeking revenge and retaliation for people hurting me, I can survive all that life throws in my direction. If I can survive a head-on collision that should have taken my life over 25 years ago, I can survive anything that life throws in my direction. If I can survive the COVID-19 pandemic, I can survive anything that life throws in my direction. If I survive losing my best friend 3 years ago and last year losing my girlfriend, I can survive all that life throws in my direction. If I survive several painful breakups, relationships that should have shattered my heart, I can survive anything that life throws in my direction. I survive the Reagan and Trump years. I survive anything that life throws in my direction. If I can survive all the chaos that's going on in this crazy world today, I can survive anything that life throws in my direction. If I can survive 3 economic recessions in my lifetime, I survive anything that life throws in my direction. If I can survive rejection and feeling like the black sheep of my family, I can survive anything that life throws in my direction. If I can survive the negativity of haters, doubters, and critics and still last more than 13 years in the Chicago poetry scene and be an enduring figure in the national poetry community, I survive anything that life throws in my direction. I said peace.
I'm trying to be like that.
I guess it would help to unmute once again. I think you passed that on to me, Alonzo. Talking with the mic mute. I got one question for you now. Usually it's Alonzo with the question, but he's got his question also, I'm sure. But I have a question. How did you survive all of that?
Well, Brother Paul, I survived. God helped me survive everything I've been through. It was God, man. There's one answer I could give God. It was God's grace and mercy that allowed me to survive all I've been through.
Yeah. That's what I want everybody to understand and recognize. It's no end to what we can survive and come through with him.
Right.
On our own, man, look.
No.
Not so much.
No, nobody but God could allow you to survive the drug addiction, brother. May pull you through it. You know, whatever challenge, whatever situation in life, that we are built to survive the trials and tribulations of life. It is up to you to believe that you can make it through anything.
The only reason we fail is because we lean upon our own understanding and not his. We lean upon our own power and not his.
Yeah.
You know, because with him, there is nothing on this earth that we cannot survive.
That's it.
Him.
I personally try to put myself in the middle of that poem as though, not that I wrote it, but, you know, personally, that's one callous towards life. You know, I felt like in order to go through the unit of life, you got to know the variables kind of situation. So it's like, in order to pass the test,
yeah,
you got to know how to do the problem, you know? And if you don't know how to do the problem, you're going to keep doing the test over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And when you just sit there and say, because in the beginning, when you first said the title, if I can go through blank, I can go through anything the world gives me. Now, being the guy that I am, that blank didn't, I was not thinking of 101 bad word that everybody loves. You know, but listening to that, like I said, put myself in the middle of that lets me know that armor. I want to be like that at the end of the day, where I can face anything in life, knowing the answer to it, and I can get through it. And thank God that there is Jesus. You know what I mean? Because without that answer, I think I would be going in circles with the capital.
I can relate to that. Now, Alonzo, I know you asked a question with a lot of pieces. I'm curious to the answer to that question. So you want to pose that question for Brother O?
Yes, sir. Who was you dedicating that piece to?
Oh. If I could dedicate that piece, dedicate this poem to everybody that survived any trials and tribulations in their life. Don't care what it is, maybe a health challenge, a drug addiction, any type of thing, any type of tragedy, any type of situation where you had to survive, that would be be who I would dedicate it to.
Good answer. I like the answer. And I appreciate you writing that piece like that because, again, I put myself in the middle of that. I have, because you're a unique individual as yourself. It's not just like anybody just says that, you know what I mean? Like, you are that. So to know that you made it through reassures me that there's nothing that I can't get through. Or there's nothing that I can't
right.
that's not. So I appreciate that.
Right. Appreciate you.
Most definitely. You know, that's an encouraging piece there, Brother O. Because we know that God is no respecter of persons. What he will bring one person through by their faith, he'll bring another through. And you've been through some things. It's encouraging to know that, wow, he did all that for him. Well, why not me? Because you didn't ask for it, or you didn't have faith that he would do it. So I appreciate that piece, because that's proof positive that prayer works and trusting in God works.
Right.
And that lineage of things that you survived is proof that it does work. So I thank you for that. Thank you.
Right.
We need to see, you know, we are... race of people that believe in what we see a lot of times, you know, the tangible things. But when we're dealing with the kingdom, we go beyond the tangible. It's about that faith.
Exactly.
And that's what you showed in that piece. I appreciate that so much.
You're welcome.
Now, my brother, I hope you're going to hang out for a minute and hear what the other callers have to say. We're going to send you over with C-Dub to the Praise Lounge. Let you chill out over there for a minute and hear what else the Lord has to share with us through the poets.
Thank you.
I appreciate you coming through, and I'm just so glad. You know, every time I hear your voice, I just get a big old Kool-Aid smile because I know part of your story, and to hear you and to hear your confidence and your strength just encourages me. So just keep on allowing God to use you to encourage people. And come on back here next weekend, next Sunday.
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right. God bless you, Brother O. One love, one mic.
Thank you.
One love, one mic.
I'm steady talking, and y'all ain't heard a word I said. I'm sorry. I forgot this. This last night, we're going to go through this on this phone. My brother is a living example of what prayer does and what faith in God does. But, Alonzo, you want to go on a trip with me real quick?
Let's go.
How would you like to... cross the border, and I don't mean the southern border, this is the northern border, and visit that bordering country called Canada. Would you like to take a trip to Canada with me?
Yes, I would love a trip to Canada. Do you know the good things I hear about Canada? It's so open, so clean, so green.
Hmm. Well, come on, let's go. And you know who's going to be our tour guide? We have none other than Lady A is our tour guide.
Well, that was a fantastic introduction. Thank you. Wow.
What's going on, Miss Lady A?
Well, I'm just listening to the poetry, the testimonies, and feeling a bit discouraged, I guess, listening, because I have become very bitter for quite a while now, in need of answers and healing, I guess you could say. I have begged God to answer prayers, and I claim that verse, you know, that He would not give us anything more than we can bear, and I don't find that to be true. So it's hard to, you know, I've been a Christian a long time, and I find myself being tried with a great many things that there is no light at the end of the tunnel. And so I admit that I have been bitter. So I wish I could leave it at His feet, but you can't. I don't know how to do it, because it's in your face all the time. So how do you leave that which is in your face all the time? How do you trust that that's going to be taken care of when it hasn't been for years? And, I mean, we can blame ourselves and say we don't trust and all of that, but, you know, I know my spirit, what it has been, what it is, and what it will be. The in-between is what I'm struggling with, I guess. I don't know how to let go of the sorrow. And anyway, that's where I am. But I did bring a piece that I wrote quite some time ago in 2015.
Lady Ed, would you mind, before you do your piece, we pray?
I don't know that I could do that right now because I'm too emotional. Maybe after.
No, I'm going to pray.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, asking that you would send this spirit of discernment for this queen. Father God, touch her heart, Lord. Let her know that you are real. Show her that you are real, Father God. Show her that you are the answer to all of those questions, that you are the strength to get through all those situations. You are the comfort to overpower the sorrow, Father God. Father God, can just have her brain just discombobulated with your presence, that she knows now. Right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that she knows that you are in charge, Father God, that those things that she brought before you have not been in vain. Father God, give her the patience and the ability to wait for your answers, because in the waiting, there is strengthening, Father God. She is in the fire right now, being purified, being made stronger, Father God, for your glory. Help her, Lord. Place people in her life, in her path, Father God, that will help her through this, that will show her, that will testify to her of your greatness, Father God. Touch her, Lord. Touch her in a mighty way, Father God, that she no longer has these doubts, that she no longer has these questions, that she no longer feels fear for what is to come, Father God. Touch her, Lord. Help her. Give her that joy, Father God. Fill her with joy, confounding the enemy, Father God, because he is definitely running at her. Place your hedge of protection around her, Lord, that the darts of the enemy cannot penetrate. Help her, Lord. Be with her. continue to bless her, Father God. But open her eyes and give her that spirit of discernment that she might see your hand in many of the areas that are a concern to her, Father. For I know through personal experience what you have done, what you have brought me through, what I prayed for and asked for and didn't see when I thought I was supposed to see it, but I did see it. And in hindsight, I saw all the steps that I had to go through to get to where I needed to be, Father God. Help her in this process, Lord. Continue to bless her. Continue to hold her up. Continue to work with her, Father God. And I love you for what you're about to do and what you're doing and what you're going to continue to do in her life, Father. And it's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And with that being said, Lady A, the mic is yours.
Okay. This is called As I Lay Dying. From the ceiling I watch the scene below. Is my body deeply sleeping. The room is all aglow. Family is around, sitting vigil by my bed. I see the tears and hear the pleas as I hover overhead. There is a beauty there once was where there once was pain, and don't wish me back again. One foot is pulled toward the celestial home on high, the other planted firmly with my family as they cry. The curtain lifts and I can see the wonders of beyond. Music, voices of a choir singing from on yon. Never before have I seen such a blue or yellow or green. The colors of the rainbow do no justice to aquamarine. From a farther distance is the singing of the choir. Faintly now the music wanes, diminishing by the hour. Family begs me to come back. My soul returns to earth. Their love transcends into my heart. In turn, I know their worth. Peace pours perfectly into the souls of them. I whisper my deepest love for all. Close my eyes and then toward my home in the distant sky where love abides within until that day when they will join the choir. Me. And all my kin. And poem.
Wow. That piece really speaks about where you are right now, emotionally, Lady A. I want you to try, just try for me, to try to, in the midst of the storms that you're going through, that you have gone through, focus on the fact that you went through them. You're still
yes.
here. You're still being tried. I don't mean tried as in tempted, but you're being purified. We've got to, we all
I've had
have
enough
to go
purification.
Through the
fire. This is what my whole point is that I've had enough. I can't do it anymore. I know I can't do it anymore.
You can't.
La Perla Negra has been really helping me a lot, too, and counseling me and has helped me a lot. This helps me, too. On a spiritual level, it's very, it's not that I don't believe. I do believe. I just feel, I don't know if I'm being punished or I don't want patience because more trial will be heaped upon me because that's how you learn patience. And but I know what you're saying, and I just, sometimes it's not sometimes, like all the time, it's just hard. And I appreciate your prayers and your advice, and I could take it and digest it, and I believe it. I know what you're saying is right and true. I know it is. It's biblical. I know it is. I just, you can still be lost. You can still be lost and be a Christian person. Not lost in a spiritual sense of heaven and hell and knowing Christ, but lost in your life. I guess that's the best way I can explain it to you.
If everybody knew the situation where I am at this present time, they would wonder how I can survive, because I understand completely when you say you can't anymore.
Yeah.
I can't anymore. So I stopped trying. I can't do it anymore, but I know he can. So now
why
I rely on
he?
Him. But he's going to do what is best for you at that particular time, and it might not probably move the time. It doesn't make sense, and it goes against everything that we think should be done to help us out of situations, to help us get through situations.
Yeah.
But that's from us thinking from a finite mortal perspective. He sees so much more than we do. Each act that we undergo sends out ripple effects and causes and reactions that will meet later down the line. Then it'll be clear to you, oh, I had to suffer that. I had to get to the point where I was crying my eyes out, pulling my hair out, begging to die. I had to go through all of that to get to where I am today. It didn't make sense then, but yeah, that saying about hindsight being 20/20 is so true. But I don't want you to give up. I do want you to loosen up on the reins and stop trying, because we can't fix nothing.
No.
Slowly but surely.
No, we sure can.
Easing back and allowing him to do it. And trusting that even when you can see what is next, know that what's next is going to sustain you. Going to empower you. It's going to keep you going. When I think about all that Christ went through for me, and then I look at all that I'm going through, my stuff kind of pales in comparison. Not to take anything away from what I'm going through, because it's still painful. It's still frustrating. It's still confusing. It's so many things. But I do know that he went through a whole lot more for me, and he didn't deserve to go through anything like that. Me, not so much. Maybe I do deserve some of the stuff that I'm doing because of some of the things that I've done or didn't do. But I do know that he left paradise as a perfect being to come into this cesspool of an earth, to be beaten, spit upon, humiliated, lied on, and everything else you can think about, and hung and died on a cross willingly for me. It kind of changes the way I look at what I'm going through. If Christ can do it, then I can too, with his help. Now I need to just stop with my feeble self. Even though my name is Samson, I ain't got that strength. So I got to fall back and let him go. Let go and let God.
Yeah.
But I'm going to continue to pray for you, Lady A. And I know, even if you don't, I'm waiting for the Sunday you call in here, and I'm going to see you smiling through the radio, grinning. Yes,
yeah.
He brought me through. See it now, and everything is
so much better. Because trust and believe, it's coming. Trouble don't last always. Trust.
Yeah.
Continue to trust. When it gets to the worst, at that point of no return, that's when your blessing is right around the corner. You're almost at the end. Just hang on just a little bit longer. You got this. Believe it or not, you got this. Because you have God within you. Don't give up.
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Alonzo, do you have anything?
Real quick, Lady AI, people perish due to the lack of knowledge. And if you truly believe, ain't no if, you truly believe you're one of his people, then understand you're still here for a reason. In your piece, you mentioned the other side. And honestly, the other side is everybody's future. And there should be, I understand the pain. I don't know what kind of pain you're going through as far as the mental and the physical. But when you reach the future, which everybody's going to get there, when you reach the future, you've done his will. So as Paul was saying, keep going. I don't want you to dwell just in the pain of the attachment to the people, to the pain of the body, to the mental pain, because that too shall pass. We're all headed for the future, and for you to still be here, that just means to learn, and don't sell yourself short. Don't sell yourself short, because you won't get the whole message, and just it's bigger than you.
I don't want you to think that I'm going to harm myself or anything like that.
You
I'd be lying if I said it passed through my mind, but I know where I want to go when I die, and I don't want to jeopardize that in any way. And, you know, we don't know for sure of all of these things, but as far as, you know, somebody that harms himself, you want to believe that they're covered because of their instability, let's say. But I really feel it's important. I don't want to alarm you about anything like that. I'm human. We're all human, and you go through things, and it's difficult. But I guess that's part of the reason that, you know, you reach out in shows like this for someone to hear you, you know, and I appreciate everything that you have said tonight.
I have one more thing to remind you of. I need you to stop thinking about who you are and concentrate on whose you are.
Yeah.
You are a child of the Most High God. You are the child of the Creator of everything that there is, that is good, that is wholesome, that is positive, that is holy. You are a child of that. That's the lineage. That's the blood that flows through your veins. Draw on that power. Call the name of Jesus, because at that name, every knee will bow and the enemy must flee. Just remember whose you are. And that same power that enabled Christ to endure the cross, you have. Look at the story of Job. All that he went through, but yet he never once did he give up faith, did he give up, and he came through that better off than he was when he entered that season. And he was in pretty good shape before all of that came about. Let's remember who you are. God told Satan, go ahead, do what you want to my servant Job. Just don't kill him. You can't kill him. You can do what you want. he's not going to curse me because he knows his heart. It's his child. You are his child. Let's remember whose you are.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Okay. And know that I am and will continue to pray for you. I won't do this too often, but I'm going to do it now. If you got a pen handy, I'm going to give you my number. If you ever need to just talk, you need to.
Well, you'll be giving it out to the whole world. Don't do that.
I don't care. Look, I know whose I am, so it don't matter. These are the things that you can do when you know whose you are. I can give it out to the world, but I'm giving it out for God's purpose. Therefore, I'm not worried about it. But my number is 302-471.
I'm sorry, 302?
471-7269.
302-471-7269.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, this is what the body of Christ does. We support. We are our brother and sister's keeper. And it is a privilege and an honor to be available for another brother or sister. This is how the body gets through all of this stuff. By love and support.
Yeah.
So you tell Satan to get off your back.
Yeah. Because he's on it. Oh, my God.
That's right. So kick him off. Get thee behind me, Satan. In the name of Jesus, be gone, you beaten servant. Because I get my big brother Jesus to whoop your butt again. Because he done whooped it once already.
Yes. Thank you.
Hold on to your faith. Be strong. You got more strength than you give yourself credit for. Because of whose you are.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, thank you very much.
Thank God for allowing me to be, for allowing us to be here at this time. This is all part of his plan. This is part of the hindsight I was telling you about.
That's for sure, absolutely. I'm just, I'm going to have to find it in me to trust that it's going to work out.
Yes. It's an opportunity to gain more knowledge in the relationship. That's really what you're looking for, is that relationship. So, but the more that you feed yourself and meditate, the stronger you will get. Not just by the day, but by the minute, by the second. The moment you start worrying is the moment you need to worry about the relationship. You need to change the mindset and meditate and feed yourself on the positive of what the Creator is.
Thanks.
More than welcome.
So, Lady A, now that you have all that you need to continue forward, now it's up to you.
Yep.
Take your shoe off, because we know how women are with their shoes. You know, they're real particular about their shoes. So take your shoe off so you don't get it damaged. And I'm going to turn around real quick and kick Satan in his butt and tell him to step off.
Yeah.
Then do something that he really gonna hate. Sit back and just laugh. Be happy. Even if you don't want to do it anyway. Laugh.
Yeah.
Laugh at him.
There's gotta be, I believe there's a reason for everything, and it's not revealed to me yet, but with what's happening, but it will be. I believe that. Thank you, fellows.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for coming through.
Well, I needed it for sure.
You can speak for yourself, Alonzo. We have a cause behind you, so I want you to hang out with us. There may be something said from someone else that, that might just plant a seed within you to keep you going.
Sorry, I didn't mean to keep
no,
so long on
the... Don't you dare apologize about nothing. You're a child of God. God's curing ain't sorry. We might apologize, and you don't need to apologize either, because this is what we're here for. But don't you ever say you're sorry, young lady. God don't handle sorry children. One love, one might. God bless.
One love, one might. Thank you so much.
And God bless.
You too. Thank you.
I see the purpose for this.
The inspiration factory. It's not just always just poetry, although we love poetry because that's one of our gifts and that we need to share. But to be there to support one another, iron sharpens iron. We all need somebody. And it is such an honor and a privileged position where, God willing, I can help some. We can help someone. And I believe that's true with the entire Epiphany family. Any last one of us would be there to help you, to share with you, to let you know you're not the only one going through some stuff. And some of the stuff, man, look, some of the stuff, some people came to me about made my stuff look like, oh, well, let me just shut up and sit my behind down because I ain't got no right to complain when that person's going through that. It doesn't change the pain of what we're going through. But the fact that someone else has gone through something and it's still here, and the fact that you're going through what you're going through and you're still here, that's something that Satan has not won, because if he won, you wouldn't be here. God is in control. Keep your faith and rely on him. In the midst of the pain that I could feel coming from Lady A, I felt joy in my heart, if that makes any sense, Alonzo. I felt joy because I know that when the end of that trial comes, whew, man, the holy dance is she going to be up there doing? I'm going to Canada just to see. Because the greater your trial, the greater the follow-up.
I understand that the answer is still coming, too. Like, a lot of us want to give up before it is the time. You know, as far as we don't ever think the answer is going to come. I'm glad that she has the faith and the understanding. That's really a major thing, is the understanding. That the answer will come.
Absolutely.
Hold on.
And the thing that she said she didn't want to pray for is paramount. The patience. Because in that in that waiting, in that moment of being, that season of being patient, that's where stronger and stronger.
Right.
That patience is so important. Yes, during that time of patience, some other stuff might come about, but that's okay too, because God ain't going to give you more than you can bear. Even though I've looked up and said, Lord, are you sure you don't need to recalibrate your scale? Because I can't take no more, but yet I'm here to talk about it and make light of it, because he's brought me through it. What he'll do for me, definitely do for everybody else.
praise him because he is worthy to be praised, and he will handle the rest. So we're going to keep things moving along and bring on. Area code 445. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, Shalala Bosa, what it do?
Well, hello there, boss man.
Take your socks off, baby, baby. What's up, Paul? How you doing, Lonzo?
What's up, brother? What's up, brother?
Hey, everything is good, man. God is good. Everything else follows.
That's right.
Amen. You
I like that.
Boss man, if I may, you've been on my mind here lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's scary in and of itself. I think I was thinking about you.
Yeah, that you scared me, man. That was scary. For real. You might need to call
I had to
me.
Throw that part in there. I don't want you to think I like you or nothing like that.
If I was on your mind, you need to hit me up.
I haven't had time to hit myself up. This job situation, man, and the springtime coming, so there's yards to do, so I leave. Let me tell you, I went to work yesterday at 11 o'clock. I got off at 3. Had yards to do, but I had to be back to work at 5, so I had in that period, I went and did some yard work, went back to work until 2:30 in the morning, and had to wake up and do it all over again. That was back to days. Today I actually got off. This is the first day I've had off, and I'm loving it.
I know that's right. I know you got that energy to do all that. You got that maneuvering ability.
I don't know what it is, but, man, look. I wish I could bottle it up and sell it. I'd make a mint.
You sure would.
For real, you're another one. If you don't mind, could I hold you captive for a second?
Sure you can.
Heavenly Father, I'm coming here, Lord, beseeching that you would touch my brother. You know the pain that he is still dealing with, Father God. You know the emptiness in his heart. You know the sense of loss. You know the confusion and the not understanding why that's going through him right now, Father God. You know all these things that are threatening to hold him down and to break him down. But, Father God, you know his heart. You know he loves you, Father. Touch him, Lord. Empower him, Lord. Give him that peace, Father God, that even in the midst of all of this, Father God, he can find rest.
Yes,
he can find
Lord.
Comfort, Lord. He can find understanding.
Comfort, God.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you
in
just put your arms around him, your loving arms around him. Touch him, let him feel you, Father God.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Let him know that he is not going through all of this alone. Let him know that there is a purpose in what happened, Father God, and that you know best, and it was for the best, even though we don't understand it. But touch him, Lord. Touch him, Lord, in a mighty way, that he might continue to be that beacon of light for so many people, that he might continue to be that architect of platforms, of things that show your love. Touch him, Lord. Don't let the enemy fill him with doubt. Don't let the enemy fill him with the whys and the whos and the why comes and all of that, Lord. Lock all of that, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, just hold him.
In the name of
Lord,
Jesus.
Hold him up and keep him.
Thank you, God.
And I, for one, Father God, will be sure to give you all the honor, all the praise, Father. Hallelujah. And all the glory to your mighty name.
Yes,
and it's in the name of your precious Son, Jesus the Christ. Pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Praise him. Praise him. He's worthy to be praised.
I want to. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
We ain't thank spoken you. A little bit for real, but I could feel your pain. I could sense that you were under attack.
Yes.
And under attack, yes, knows that you're not alone. And guess
thank
what?
You
got
yes, sir.
This. You got this.
Yes, I do. I tell you what, Paul. In spite of anything and everything, I'm here to praise his holy name. I'm here to give some thanks to Almighty God. You know, yeah, there's been some rough times. But you know what, man? I'm built for it tough because of he. You know, and I thank God for being a part of my life, man. Continuing to have purpose in me, finding use in me. My pain, man, would be tremendous without him in my life. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to give thanks to God, man, in spite of and despite the stuff that I might be going through. Okay, I'm not going through it alone. Okay, so I thank you, man. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise him. Things that he does for us. It's amazing.
It's yes, amazing. Man. He eases the pain, man. He eases the pain, you know. Pain, this pain that I've been going through, it feels eternal. But you know what? God is. Christ is eternal, you know. Upstairs, man. It's a lot of pain, Paul, but I'm okay. I'm okay, man.
Amen.
And I thank God.
I'm glad to hear that. That's given me a little relief as well.
Thank you.
I can't imagine being in your shoes, and I'm not going to pretend that I could be. I could imagine it. But I do know power that God shares with us to get through these things when we recognize it. And I know your position with God. I know how much you love him. I know what he's brought, some of the things he's brought you through. So I know you've got something to stand upon. He's shown you already. So I'm glad to hear your voice. I'm glad to hear your strength. So I don't have to worry about you no more. Thank you, Lord. But I also want to hear you praising him. So I'm going to shut my mouth and let you have the mic to do what you choose to do.
Sure will. Okay, this piece here, I actually wrote for this program, for this, not this particular show, but for another show that you had did that was about praising him. So I'm going to share this. My love, praise. Love. How do I love thee? Love. Let me count the ways. I allow you to fill my days, my nights in whimsical, non-logical ways. See, you flood electrically through me. You tidal wave. I ride you like a stream moving rapidly. Your current carries me, purifies as you wash over me, washing over me. You flood me. I'm drowning in your energy, knee deep within pools of your love. I bathe in you. Pray to you, I praise and give worship to you, love. And you, I could never get enough of the word. You said you'd never leave nor forsake me, although I am not worthy, yet still you cover me. That's love. Without you, I would lose it all, my sanity, easily. See, you strengthen me, love. How dark the times may get, your love light continues to guide me. And it feels so good, it feels so good to be loved by you. Now, No matter how many times darkness tried to take my heart and break my heart. I was never forsaken. You were always there for me. So I keep praying. I keep praying no matter what that dark keeps saying, provoking, tempting. You would never do that to me. Your breath, you blew into me, gave love to me, died for me. I give praise to thee. I'm going to keep praising, praying, worshiping thee. Although unworthy, you have saved me, touched by thee. How I love thee, touched by thee. How I love thee, touched me with just one finger and gave life to me. Life to me. To me you gave life. I was dirty, yet you have cleansed me. Love, you keep blessing me. I don't know why you keep on blessing me, but somehow you keep on blessing me in spite of me. You keep on blessing me, touching me, lifting me up with your blessings. 3 heart attacks I've had, yet you keep me here with your healing. Once I submitted, prayed to be forgiven and felt your forgiveness, Lord, I submit to your will and cherish your blessings. Then you gave me purpose, showed me how to pray for your works if you work it. When spoken through faithful lips, heard by ears way up in heaven, I'm available for your service, a soldier in your army. You protect me, strengthens me in moments of weakness. I thank the seen and the unseen, Lord. They don't see you. They say that they're invisible, but I know that you're there. I can feel you. We can't see oxygen, but breathing is possible. Jealousy. Folks praying against me, praying a prayer of tragedy. You know, some kind of injury just because your light shines bright on me, shines brighter when I'm praising thee. You know, envy and misery love company. Lord, they don't know you. I don't know. And don't know about submittance, your love or forgiveness. Lord, I'm a witness. Love, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I was once living and surrounded in sin, but you've touched me and now I am just him. For real, the once touched by him. Once touched by him. You made me him. And Lord, I thank thee. As I give praise to thee, for real.
You said that you wrote that for another program, but I think you may have wrote it for another program, but he meant it for this program tonight. I think there's something in there that I hope Lady A caught hold of in the midst. You got to praise him through. Praise him through all that we go through. Then hear that peace in light of the season that you're in. It's enough to encourage anybody. It's easy to praise when things are going good, but when we're in the pitch black darkness of despair, how often do we look up and say, oh, I praise you, Lord? That's the praise that is a sweet aroma to his nostrils. That's the praise that comes from the heart. That's true praise. That piece was meant for tonight, for real. I'm glad you brought it on tonight. I really, really think it was needed, one for you to say it, but for others to hear.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, man. You just said, I feel like I've been through so much, man, that but I've learned where to keep my mind at, where my mind should be steadfast on, what my mind should be steadfast on, what my eyes should be fixed on. I've learned to praise him, not only in the good times. See, we like to give praise on them good days and them good times and stuff like that, but you got to praise him through the pain. You got to praise him through the hurt. we gotta praise him through the sorrow, the madness. Just we're in this time and day, on this planet, in this world, man. We go through so much. So much is shuffled at us, put at us, man. And you just got to love, you got to learn to keep the faith, man. You got to give them praise each and every day, man. For those of us that are sitting on this side of the dirt right now, tonight, just the fact that you're still sitting on this side of the dirt, give them praise. Give them praise, you know. It's hard for us on this side. It's hard for us on this side of the dirt. So what are you going to do? You're going to allow yourself to die a slow, miserable death, mourning yourself day and night? Or are you going to live? Or are you going to live? You know, show your worth.
Yes. I choose the life.
Breathe, man. Breathe. Breathe life into yourself. Encourage yourself. It's rough. It's rough. And my prayers go out to everybody that's going through something, man, that have gone through something, that have had a loss or a breakup or anything that's hurting them. But you're still here for a reason. Some are called, a few are chosen. Which one are you? You know? Which one are you?
I think that's a question we need to ask ourselves. Honestly ask ourselves and answer honestly.
Right.
Because there's been a lot of times that I know I wasn't what I was supposed to be, who I was supposed to be, praising who I was supposed to praise. And
right.
I got what my hand called for.
You got to. Whose are you? You said you were speaking about whose we belong to. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you allow the enemy to take you, you know, that's a choice that you made, man. But us on this side of the dirt, I keep using that phrase of this side of the dirt. These are things that I say to myself. These are things that I say to myself when the devil's trying to come at me and break my faith, break my will, want me to be miserable. These are things that I say to myself to remind myself. All the stuff and all the things that I've been through, went through, and was delivered from, I've come too far to fall back just so easily. You know, yeah, there's a lot of pain. There's a lot of suffering, almost daily. But what? My nostrils still open, man. I can still breathe, and I'm going to continue to. Okay? We don't walk alone unless we allow ourselves to walk alone. He is always by our side, right? Some don't see him. But you know what? I'm blessed enough to be one of them to be able to see him. And that's that piece.
Amen, amen, and amen. Let the church say amen.
Shana Labosa.
Eliza, where you at? We ain't praising without me. Come on.
Oh, amen, amen, amen. Man, amen. Amen. You know, I like that piece. I like how you started it, ended it with, let me count the ways. You know, for a second, it reminded me of Roger Rabbit when he had that compassion for his lady love.
Yeah.
You know, it made me in tune as far as how much you really love the Lord, you know.
Hey, I'm nothing without him, bro. I'm nothing without him. I'm going to sit here and tell you right now that I'm nothing without him, man. Seriously. And I ain't mean to get to preaching, Paul, but I'm just saying I'm passionate about that, and I felt a real need to give him praise. You know, I've been lacking in that part, to be honest with you. So it's been on my mind for me to do that, to give him praise, man, and thank God for where I'm at today. In spite of all the things, man, that are coming at me, it's all good. You can come at me. But you know what? I look at it like this. If God didn't have nothing for me, Satan wouldn't bother me. He wouldn't bother with me. That would have meant that he already had me. But I'm come at you. People are came at for reasons. Because God finds worse than you. Okay? And like I said in the beginning, I thank God that he still has purpose for me.
Yeah. Things don't happen. There's no such thing as a coincidence.
Mm-mm.
A reason for things happening. As long as we can keep our eyes on focused on him, it'll all come to an understanding at some point in time when we're able to understand it. But in the meantime, in between time, we keep the praise going. Keep praising me, just like you said. There was an elder gentleman at the senior facility that my mother was in before she passed. That which I told him I was going to steal it, so he already knows I'm stealing it. But he said, every day vertical is a good day.
Okay. Man. Yes.
Every day.
You got to look at it that way.
No matter what you face that day, the fact that you're vertical, it was a good day. And there you're still here for a better day.
Yes, sir.
We can't allow
the
ups and downs, the hills, the valleys, and all the unfair things and all the deserved things that happen to us to stop us from praising him. Because his purpose for us was paradise. On earth, the Garden of Eden, we chose to taint it. So we can't be mad at what we asked, what our actions asked for. But we can still, in the midst of that, praise him. Because he hasn't changed. He still wants paradise for us.
Yes, sir.
That's why his son died for us.
Yes.
Excuse me, y'all, I got a bad child here, a four-legged child. But he still wants paradise for us, and it's open, waiting.
Yes, you just have to believe.
Praise him through the chaos that we brought to this earth, because this earth wasn't supposed to have none of this mess we got.
Through the madness, you gotta praise him. You gotta continue to believe. You still gotta have faith. Don't wait till those good sunny shiny days. You gotta keep up the praise, Paul. This is what I want to say. This is what I you know. When I ask which one of you chosen, you know, are you called or you chosen? This I want to do another piece for you, Paul. Can I do another piece for you?
Absolutely.
All right. There's a question in this piece that I want to say. What makes you your molecular structure? Bricks or butter? Are you rooted or are you easy to scatter? Strong foundations can't be moved by soft winds. There is no flutter. So I'm going to ask you again. What makes you, and don't stutter, molehills get turned into mountains, Mount Sinai too close to heaven, demons can't climb you, the air grows thin but for a few chosen can breathe this holy oxygen. What are you made of? Search deep within its thickness, walk on water or learn to swim. Some are drowning, choking in its sin. It's intoxicating in a mad race with no wind, clogged lungs, suffocation begins. What are you made of? I was made from sin from the beginning, but listen to my testimony, listen. Born again. It speaks of new life and new beginnings. I had to believe. You don't have to. If you don't want to, you see, in my brokenness, God came to me. In my wilderness, wandering and wondering, in my desert, I had an epiphany. You don't have to believe, see. This was for me to receive. And in your own personal desert, soon you too will see. And like me, you will learn who the Most High be. First on your face, then on your knees. The faithless shall gain faith, and that faith shall do the rest. Touched and blessed with grace and mercy to wear the mark of Christ among your chest. Made of purity, righteousness, not purpose, but walking with purpose, having a calling. See, all are called, but just a few are chosen and given a mission, also a reason for living. But how can you live when you're living in confusion and you're stuck on Satan and stupid is your business? You're on a mission. You're the CEO, the top executive, the head honcho. You wear many, many titles. But when the horn blows, that horn blows, my friend, all he will want to know is what are you made of? And don't stutter, because there is a book that he will look in, got your stuff in it from your beginning to your end. And I just pray that you're not in that book for the wrong reason. So before he asks you, I'm going to ask you again, what are you made of? For real.
Yes, sir. That's not like a rapture.
I'm a freestyle of response to that. Psych, no, I ain't.
I was ready.
I had a thought in my head, but no, I ain't doing it.
I was ready to hear, Paul.
I know you were, but not right now.
So the question is, bricks or butter?
I'm made of sugar and spice and everything nice. I'm made of heaven and earth. I'm made of everything that there is because I'm a child of the Most High God. And I'm made of all the blessings and good things that rest upon this side. I am El Shaddai. I am he that created. And I'm stopping right there because I'm not a freestyler. But that piece right there is real.
That was pretty good, Paul. That was pretty good, though. I was feeling that, Paul. I was feeling that. I was going to go in with you. Hey, so ask yourself, bricks or butter, what are you made of as a Christian, as a believer? What faith are you holding on to when you allow misery to be your God?
Because, you know, a lot of us claim to be Christians, but we don't wield the power. We don't wield the authority that comes with that. And therein lies the problem.
Right.
Yes, I'm a Christian, but I got this and what this. No, baby. I'm a Christian, and there's nothing walking this earth that's going to get me to that point. In the midst of it, my faith tells me that, hey, joy comes in the morning. You know? It's easier said than done. I'm not trying to make this seem like it's something real easy.
No, right. You're right. But that's when it's up to each individual to reach deep down within, man. To reach deep down and if you're willing, if you're ready to give up or if you want to fight for this life, that breath that was blown into your chest. You know, it's painful being nailed to a cross. Most of us on a daily basis feel like we're being crucified. And he took all the pain. He took all the pain. He jumped in front and took all the pain up on that cross.
I've never experienced it, but I think that's the top of any pain that I have experienced. I can't imagine spikes being driven through my hands and my feet, my ankles. I can't imagine being whipped with a cat of nine tails that has lead hooks at the end of it that just gouge out chunks of your flesh.
Right.
And you being
right.
A sinless person, you have done nothing wrong to deserve this. So even beyond the physical pain, the mental of this act had to be tremendous. And the fact that you could stop it anytime you wanted to was just a thought, but you endured
yes.
that. So when I think about it in that light, yeah, my problem is nothing.
Right. I'm going through a lot of stuff, but it, like you said earlier, it's somebody that's going through more than me. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that's going through more than me, man. And for those who it's even harder for you when you're alone, when you have no one to talk to. That's where the enemy wants you. We talk about that a lot. When you put in a place where you're isolated or you allow yourself to be isolated, any and every problem escalates in those places. And the devil has you. It's easy for him to manipulate you. You know, but like I said, don't allow pain, hurt, sorrow, misery, all those things to become your God. You give them praise. You grow that. Don't do that. Remember your medication and don't stop taking it. And if you look at God and the faith that you believe in him as your medication, don't stop taking him. Don't stop taking it. Okay? That's the words I have to offer. And those words I say to myself.
Yes. Yes. You said a mouthful on here tonight. I wasn't expecting all this tonight. But that's what happens when you open a program and you invite God in and you tell him to have his way. There's somebody you can hear some of these things, and maybe some of us, the things that we're saying, we needed to hear it said to ourselves. But the power of life and death lie upon the tongue. So if we give life, we talk about those situations that are holding us back, that are causing us pain, causing us sorrow. We speak about those things. We give life to them. But if we speak about, yeah, my breaks are bad and I'm not making enough money to do this, that's what we're giving life to. Instead of saying, well, tomorrow I think I'm have an opportunity to make a few dollars that's going to pay a bill. Or today I made a couple of dollars and I did this. Or whatever. Speak positively. We are programmed and have become programmed to speak about the negative.
Right.
So we have to reprogram our thinking. What was it? George Myers, I think it was, wrote that book, Battlefield of the Mind.
Yes.
We're in a battle. In our mind.
That's where the
God within us is fighting us and fighting the enemy that's within us. We've got to jump on board and start speaking life into the solution to our problems instead of speaking life into those problems.
That's right.
And trust in God, we'll do it. The fact that we all here talking about these things, God will do it.
Yes, he will.
Yes.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. Praise him. Oh, he's worth praise that I am not capable of giving. But what feeble praise I can give, I'm going to give. Because he looks at what comes from your heart. You know, the Pharisees giving up lots and lots of money, tithing, trying to look pompous and important. And that poor lady that didn't have anything gave a penny, and that penny meant so much more than those thousands of dollars because it came from a heart and it was a sacrifice. She gave to him knowing that it's going to be okay because God got my back. I'm going to give to him because he has given me my life. And he will continue to give as long as I am obedient, as long as I trust, as long as I love, as long as I serve him in my feeble, sin-filled state, I still give him praise.
Yes, yes, sir.
In the midst of the storm, yes, praise God.
In the midst of the storm, you got to You got to. Don't let your sword get dull. Don't let your sword get dull. He gave us each one of them, man. And that's why we're here, Paul. People like yourself and Lonzo to help sharpen those swords that are going dull. Those that are losing faith or becoming weak within this, man. We're in the army, man. And I'm going to try my best to stand up front. And I'm going to swing mine. I'm going down swinging, Paul. You hear me?
Sir. Man, oh, man. Tonight has been a night. He showed up. He had some things to say. He proved to me. Now, I don't know anybody else if they caught a hold of this, but he proved to me. He told me that in the midst of my storm, he's still there with me. Don't give up. I got you. So this
That's
lesson
right.
tonight has encouraged me, has given me just enough energy to keep on going for tomorrow. I just need tomorrow.
All right.
I just need, like you said, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring his own problems. You worry about today. And for today,
mm-hmm.
he was sufficient.
Yes, sir.
Made it through a day. I'm still alive. I still have some use of my brain. I still have some use of my body. I still have use of my
mm-hmm.
tongue to praise him, praise God. And tomorrow ain't got here yet. So why worry about it? Worry about today.
Okay.
Worry about the fact that you're here today, that you're able to go through it, to feel what you're feeling, whether it be good, bad, or the ugly. You're feeling it. It means you're alive, which means there's a better day ahead of you. Speak life into it.
Come
Tell
on,
God
man.
How grateful you are for bringing you to these trials, bringing you through these trials.
Shut it up, Osa.
Ooh.
All
yes,
right.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Have the way, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
yes
for all of us,
Paul,
that's going to, because life is so messed up right now. The world is messed up. The Bible told us that we were going to look forward to these times.
Mm-hmm.
To open your eyes and see where we are.
Right.
See,
right,
those times
right.
that we talked about, that he forewarned us about a year. But he also told us how to make it through. Something about
yes,
the name Jesus.
Sang it, Paul.
Is the sweetest name
Sang
I know.
It, Paul.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because
yeah.
in that name, there's power.
In the name of Jesus.
Peace.
Paul. Matt, Paul, I was going to say, Paul. Pastor Paul. Pastor Paul. I'm gonna need you to calm down for a minute, Paul. You've been going in. I didn't even expect to come in here and have but three or four words to say and spit my piece, man. But you and Lonzo got me kind of hype up in here, man. You know, I have a request before I get up off out of here, Paul.
And what might that be?
I'm gonna need to hear my favorite song. I think you know what that song is. It go by his name. And I'm going to dedicate that to all those people out there that might be going through something, you know.
Okay, I have my
and
mic on speaker so you can hear me. But I have a pretty good idea. I know what song that is that you want to hear.
Yeah, I ain't going to say it out loud because
yeah,
I want you to see it on the Yeah, I'm going to need that.
Do you know what song it might be, Alonzo?
Lonzo went on coffee break. Paul, you know that song, Paul.
Very well.
You want me to tell you, Paul?
Sobriety.
Huh? I know you know the name of that song.
Uh-oh. I don't know. Real, I'm correct about this. You had a request. I knew what it was, and I listened to that song frequently. That song is a powerhouse.
Yo.
You heard that one before, Alonzo?
Yes, sir.
That piece right there.
Alonzo, you like that? Let me tell you something. Woo. that lady right there, that young lady right there singing that song, man, any song she sang has power within it. It ministers. My God. Thank you for playing that, Paul. That does something to my spirit.
Amen, amen. There ain't no coincidences in the body. There was a reason for that, you wanting that song at that particular juncture. It was needed.
Yes, 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 yes. I can go on and on, man. You got me up in here. Man, I supposed to left out of here, man. Paul, you got me up in here. Yes. She said, in her life, religion died. You know? She just kept her eyes on Christ. Yes, sir. And that's what you do.
Yeah, so like that
make
woman,
it about that.
I've heard a few of her songs, and she put her very essence into everything she said. You can feel what she's singing.
Man,
and
it
you,
touches your spirit. It'll move your spirit, touch your soul.
Yeah. Yes.
Leandra
yes.
Johnson, man. Leandra Johnson. Check her out. And that's simply
yes.
called Jesus. For those who might want to find that song, Jesus by Leandra Johnson.
Let it minister to you. Lady A, I want you to, Leandra Johnson. Jesus. Look it up on YouTube and listen to the words that song. Feel the anointing in that lady's voice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right.
And when God put something together, woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, I could put my wig back on now, Paul. That took it off because you got me hyped. It got hot in this church. Got hot in church. I got a new toupee, bro. It's like a dreadlock thing. It's like, Jamaican.
Man, I thought this was, you know what? It's too late now anyway. That's why a little bit ago I said, you're going to laugh at this one. For those of you who are listening, if you want to continue in the overtime with us, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial.
Yeah, it's very late for that, boy.
Almost 50 minutes in the overtime, so if you're here, you made it. And there was a reason that you made it, because it was something that God wanted you to hear. Because he sure would speak tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I need Lonzo to know, Paul, that I heard that freestyle, Lonzo. I think you did pretty good, bro.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah. I think you need to bring that more often, bro. I think that needs to be a segment in the program. You know, it's time for Lonzo's freestyle. Bam.
Give me a committed section. I'm liking the way it sounds.
It's good to have some pressure on you every now and then. Pressure bust fights, but it also will push you out. You know, it makes you get the strength where you can lift up a truck.
Yeah, you know, Brother Paul was right. There is moments that I'm very hesitant. And, I eventually get over it. I eventually will get over it. But I am recognizing the faith and the strength, so...
Yeah, but you did a good job at it, man. I just need you to know that. I wanted you to know that. You did good. So, Paul, you can get me up out of here, man. You know?
I'm sorry. I was muted again. Multitasking at its worst.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. But, you know, I that song... stopped me. I was about to say something to Alonzo, but then the song came back into my head, Jesus, and I had to stop because I was about to say, I know that song just inspired Alonzo enough to want want to freestyle a piece to it, but I'm not going to do that to
it. Yeah, I was thinking that too. I think
oh, really?
That's what, yeah.
Huh.
I felt that.
Interesting. No comments, Eliza?
I'm speechless. I'm really both of you at the same time. I am very I don't know if this is like an intro to another freestyle or
Lazo got skills, Paul. I saw some of his videos, man. You gotta go over to his page and check out his videos. He's holding back his gifts.
Ooh, you bring back some old school, don't do that.
So he's holding out on it, huh? Is that what it is?
He said I went to the page. Look, check him out. I didn't even know. I forgot it's been there though. But there's some old school stuff right there. Not as much now, but those words that I wrote then still resonates today. So.
Right. Right.
You know, archives
you still got
a good thing. Many, many, many days I pulled something out from the archive. They still have relevance. They still have power. If God gave them to you to write, then that means it's eternal just like he is. So, with that being said, that old stuff is not, it never gets old because everybody hasn't heard it, so it's still new to somebody.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
I agree. I totally agree. And again, I thank you guys. I will be back in the scene. I will be back in the scene.
Yeah. Yeah, we got your back.
Don't worry,
too.
He's
going
to get him. He's going to do it just to get us off his back.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
We got 13 minutes before that lady kicks us off the air. So I guess we better start winding things up. Whew. What a platform tonight. I am so humbled and blessed just by what was experienced here tonight. I'm not even going to say shared. It was an experience. The movement of God in the house, the willingness of the children of God to allow themselves to be moved and used by him, was just something that just can't be put into words. And if anybody is listening and is curious about this Jesus that you hear us talking about, hear us praising, hear us in the midst of the storm still feeling joy, look us up. Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, Alonzo Lewis, Author Larry D. Maddox, a.k.a. Pharrell the Poet, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. There are quite a few people out there. And then there's this other wonderful source that will explain it to you. It's called the Bible. Pray before you pick it up and read it for understanding. And you'll be surprised the answers that you'll get, the clarification that you'll get, the power that you'll be able to get from that. You know, we have fun on here and we laugh and we joke and we fellowship with each other because being a Christian, there isn't always laborsome or worrisome. We can have fun in the Lord. You'd be surprised how much fun you can have in the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so God's
sir.
Got a sense of humor. You know? But I don't hesitate to hit one of us up if you have any questions about that.
Hey, Paul.
Yes, sir.
I have one final request of you, man, and Lonzo, that in your closing prayers, if you can say a prayer, I'm just say the initials, to a young lady by the initials of M.Y., who used some prayer tonight. And my prayers go out to her as well. And that's that, Paul.
Those initials were N.Y.?
The letter M as in Mary, Y as in
okay.
Yo-Yo.
My.
Oh, yeah, my. I didn't think of that.
Only reason I saw that is because I wrote the initials down, and I said, oh, that's mine. But before I do that, I want my brother Alonzo to tell those folks listening about the wonderful, power-filled week that Epiphany offers to them by giving us the Epiphany Rundown, if you would, my brother.
Indeed. So Monday you have your one of your favorite shows, which is us, which is Divine Inspiration, with your host, Mr. Paul, Divine Inspiration himself, and Mr. Alonzo. On Monday, you have the Kings and Queens Quarters. On Tuesday, you have the Warriors Council. Wednesday, Erotic Love Zone. Thursday, The Get Down. On Friday, we have the Renaissance Poetry. And on Saturday, we have Just Jay and the Gina Storm Show.
That sounds like
a wonderful week for me. Yes, sir.
I got one question before I pray us out for real.
Yes, sir.
What do you feel about the direction Epiphany has gone since you created it?
I feel it's going in a proper direction. As long as we allow it to continue to grow, you know, adding new spiritual souls up in here, people that add on to the positive energy. That's all I look for, man. I just want to keep the door open to and allow people to have a place to come to, you know, 7 days a week. So I'm good with where it's going.
Interesting. The song that I just chose to close the show with. You'll understand what it is. But before I play that, and do you have any closing remarks, Alonzo?
I just want to thank everybody for coming, listening. The platform. Thank you, Brother Pharrell, because of you, we are here. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for allowing me to grow. Calling in and connecting is a very, very beautiful thing, too, because here, and that's the one thing that I feel like the energy needs to be spread. We're not alone in what we're doing. There is a family on this platform, and we're here for one another. So I appreciate all of everybody, including you, Brother Paul. And thank you. And tune in again next week.
I second that thought about thanking you for this opportunity. We've been hanging out for a few years now, and you ain't got sick of me yet, so I guess it was a good call.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. I love you for that, bro.
Thank you. Love you, man.
That you helped to inspire in me through this, I can't even speak on, but I appreciate you. But now, if you all would just join me one more again at the throne. Oh, Heavenly Father, Father God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father God, we thank you,
Lord,
for the words that you shared with us this evening.
Thank you, Lord.
For the direction that you've set forth for us, Father God.
Yes.
I know that I was blessed by this platform.
Father God,
that you would continue those blessings as we leave this platform, Father God. Continue walking with us, Father God. Make your presence known to those that are having trouble seeing your presence in their lives at this moment, Father God.
We ask that you
just touch the hearts, the minds,
Lord.
Each one of us, Father God, that we see through the carnal world that we live in. We see through the smoke screens of the enemy, Father God. And we see your purity, your beauty,
help us, Lord. For those that are struggling through situations, Father God. For MY, Father God. Touch her where she needs to be touched, Lord. Surround her with the support that she needs, the love that she needs, Father God.
Yes,
whatever her situation is, Lord, we don't need to know it because you know it all.
Yes,
ask
God.
To just comfort her and empower her to get through it with a testimony on her lips, Father God.
Yes,
Lord. Each one of us, Lord, that are going through our own personal turmoils and tribulations and trials and hurdles and valleys, Lord.
Yes,
help
God.
Us, Father God, to keep our eyes on you and not our situations. And that we might come through there looking back, talking about, whoa, I made it through that.
Yes,
Lord. We kept our eyes on you, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Help us in our weakened, fallen state, Lord, to get past the temptations of the world. Keep our focus on you, Father. Help us to love one another, Father God. Help us to get past the current trends of violence. And just angst against one another. Let us use us, Father God, as that torch,
God.
That shining light up on the hill.
Shining
from whence cometh our help, Father God. Allow us to be your weapon,
Father God.
To combat your enemy, Lord.
Father
God, we don't know what tomorrow brings, but for tonight, my Lord, thank you. I love you. And I appreciate you, Father God, for just being who you are and for being who you are to me.
Yes, sir.
Father God, as we leave this platform, but Lord willing, never from your presence, give us what we need to continue fighting the fight, Father God, that we might be pleasing in your sight.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord. We praise you, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
And it is in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that I pray.
Yes, God. Amen.
Amen. And God bless you
Amen.
All. Remember just one thing.
Seems there's no way out. I know the issue seems unchangeable, and that there's no reason to shout, but the impossible is God's chance. Work a miracle, so just know it ain't over until God says it's over. It ain't over until God says it's done. No, 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 it ain't over. Until God says it's over, keep fighting until your victory is won.
Way before the fight began, But God has the final say.